Vivid,
bold,
and unfiltered.
National Arts Festival 2025.
Ungaphoswa ngomsitho wezobugcisa ka 2025. Masidibane emakhanda.
You are listening to Chew Radio 2025.
Sakaleleka thina bokhetsha abangqangela amantshontsho kaloku sokugqala emswaneni okwenkomo. Molweni, 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 and welcome to the third episode of Right on Cue, okuza kuphokoka ke akumntakangqika as I'll be transporting you to the heart of the National Arts Festival. Ndim ke umxhuzulu wemikhala elokubizwa nelokusabela, ndinguye uAsithandile isizukulwana sakwaMayongo, and today we're diving right into the vibrant world of theatre, dance. You know what? There's a Xhosa saying ethi kungaqhuma kubasiwe, which translates to when there's smoke, there's fire. And trust me, ke xa ndisithi, the fire of artistic brilliance is blazing here at the second day of the National Arts Festival. Kuwe ke obaze indlebe wasiboleka amagabuko. All you need to do is just to buckle up, sit back, relax, and enjoy, because this is where the magic happens. This is Right on Cue.
You are listening to Cue Radio 2025.
Njengokuba siyazi ke ukuba the festival has started, we want to enjoy ourselves. Siyazi ukuba sikhuselekile. With that being said, a media briefing was held by the South African Police Services at the National Arts Festival Operational Plan, APA eMakhanda, and we're briefed on how the South African Police Services intends to keep us sikhuselekile.
Captain Marius McCarthy was briefing the media at the Makanda South African Police Service Security Cluster Parade briefing for the National Arts Festival.
A celebration of creativity, performance, and South African heritage. But behind the scenes, security preparations are in full swing, and the South African Police Service says it's ready.
Police can confirm that the large contingent of additional personnel will be brought from across the province and deployed at the National Arts Festival to reinforce the local Makanda SCPS.
Officers from across the province will join the local Makanda SCPS.
In addition to that deployment, members from the SCPS specialized units, such as K9 and Mounted Unit, will also form part of the operations that will take place during the period of the National Arts Festival.
It's all part of a high visibility policing plan that the SCPS says will operate around the clock 24/7 during the full duration of the festival.
The safety of festival goers, stall holders, and the public in general is the main concern. Property-related crimes such as theft of personal property from person and out of motor vehicles, as well as the movement of large sums of cash, is always a concern and will be policed through high police visibility on a 24/7 basis for the duration of the festival.
And it's not just about manpower. The security strategy includes mobile community service centers set up around the city, which are 5 in total, where the public can report issues or seek help quickly.
There are no specific serious crime threats identified that could have an impact on the festival. More personnel will be directed at big events, which will possibly draw large crowds, and sufficient personnel will be on duty during the evening to deal with nightlife activities.
This package was compiled by our reporter Usiphesihle Koni. With guests already trickling in the creative capital, the Makanda municipality says it's ready to respond swiftly to service delivery issues like water supply, street lighting, and ablution facilities throughout the 11-day celebration. Let's hear what the municipality had to say.
It's no secret that Makanda is battered with basic service delivery. Burst water pipes and blocked sewers have become almost routine. But this time, Mayor Yandi Sovara says the municipality is ready to act quickly if things go wrong during the festival.
Our water supply in Makanda is currently stable, both on the eastern side and western side.
On sanitation, in terms of our sanitation, the municipality has assembled teams to unblock and empty mobile toilets. There will be workers on standby for emergency unblocking, attending to the spillages and emptying mobile toilets.
Representing the Eastern Cape Department of Sport, Recreation, Arts and Culture, Sibulile Ngongo shared how much the province is investing in this year's festival.
We have contributed more than 14 million rands to this National Arts Festival. And this financial contribution is part of government's commitment to support the arts community, particularly those that come from the province, to showcase their talent in this internationally regarded platform.
Chairperson of the NEF board, Professor Sipio Mahala, says this year's program is pegged with variety. And yes, they've heard the concerns of locals who feel priced out of some shows.
We're excited to host the mobile stage on the village green this year. Bringing live performances back to the green will invite audiences to linger and enjoy this family-friendly space. There is also great programming for children at Glenny Hall. When you look at platforms like this, those of us who grew up here, you'd come from the township. You don't have money to pay for the shows, but platforms like these allow you to get to attend, to experience the performances by some of the leading performers in the country.
Some residents have raised concerns about a drop in the quality of programming over the years. Whispers have even emerged that the festival could one day move to another province. Locals blame lack of consultation and cultural research, but organizers are holding firm. They admit budgets have tightened, but they are working hard to keep each edition fresh, vibrant, and rooted in Makanda. Monica Newton is the NEF chief executive.
To keep the festival relevant, it must change. It must evolve. It must invite new genres. Incredible art forms like Igwijo must occupy its stages. And so we evolve and we change. And not everybody's going to be happy with the change. Because, of course, nostalgia is a very powerful thing.
With over 200 performances lined up, the city is once again ready to burst with art, music, theater, and imagination. For Q Radio in Makanda, this is Garika Chaonza reporting.
You are listening to Q Radio 2025.
Njengokuba sisazi ke ukuba was safe and the municipality says it's ready to respond to its service delivery, let's now get into the fun stuff. Children's theatre often takes a backseat to big name productions at the National Arts Festival, but its impact can be just as powerful. In this feature, our reporter Lalelisile Mncwabe explores the play Light and Darkness, staged at Glenny Hall, and how it's capturing the imagination of young audiences. She speaks to director Tamashupe Pala and grade 2 learners from Bedford Country School who share what they learned from the show.
The story is actually a concept that was brought to me by one of the actors, Charity Setlapelo, and our stage manager, Aaron Mr. H. Matlou. And I looked at the story and looked at it and said, this could be a good story, but I need to give it a human feel. Hence, I took the natural characters in the story, the moon, the sun, and personified them, even including the sky and the earth. The earth represents the mother, the sky represents the father, and we've got the sun, who's the son in the story, and the moon, who's a daughter. Then I had to look at it and say, if these were my sons, they would be fighting for mother and father's attention. Let me put that twist in the story so that the moon and the sun are fighting for the sky's attention as the father. They fight to occupy the sky and their mother's attention, which is earth. That's what drove the story. But the concept originally is from Charity and Erin.
This is Light and Darkness, a children's theatre production that brings together sound, movement and storytelling to spark young imaginations. But what does it take to create a show for little ones? Director Mashupe Pala shares the challenges and the unexpected joys of making theatre for young audiences.
In my close to 30 years as a theatre practitioner, this is the first time I'm doing children's theatre. So you could imagine, I'm used to telling hardcore stories, stories for adults, and this time I had to tell a story for children. I had to find a balance in terms of doing a set scene, but making it in such a way that children could easily accept it and still feel the pain to say, if I'm not doing something right, this is what could happen to me. Also, because it's for the first time, and where I come from, there are not many theater for children practitioners. So I had no one to bounce the ideas and the show at. So I just had to walk the journey with the cast alone.
The National Arts Festival is known for celebrating creative expressions in all its forms, from bold experimental work to intimate storytelling. But where does a gentle children's play like Light and Darkness fit in? Director Mashupe reflects on how the production connects with the heart of the festival.
The National Arts Festival is a melting pot of all productions, cultures and everything. So we don't have to come to the National Arts Festival to watch only one style of production or repertoire. We need to have various choices with different production. And I think this one, in terms of how the story is told, looking at the natural aspects of light, sun, darkness, moon and everything, it fits well in terms of having a broad genre whereby one can come and tap into and watch their show from, instead of coming here and watch one-sided production. So this fits very well in terms of this festival, because this is the national stage whereby we must all have kinds of productions.
And of course, no children's theatre story would be complete without hearing from the audiences it's made for. I spoke to the grade 2 learners from Bedford Country School just after the show, and here's what they had to say about what they learned from Light and Darkness.
Never be greedy.
Be kind.
Never fight.
Don't be selfish.
Don't be rude to others.
Always help others and don't be selfish.
This is Lalesile Mngwabe reporting on children's theatre play Light and Darkness in Q Radio.
The National Arts Festival is for all ages, and EQ Radio is bringing you all the juicy stuff. Stay tuned as we bring you more for you to enjoy.
Uzongaphoswangumsitho wezobugcisa ka-2025. Masidibane eMakhanda.
You are listening to Q-Radio 2025.
Makhanda houses a number of artists that are new to the festival, as well as returners who have a unique approach to the various disciplines that they produce their material for. Our reporter Senko Sisgulukulu interviews the various performers to get insight on what it is that they will grace the festival stages with.
In an artistic town such as iMakhanda, there are various hidden gems. Kulenef akukho mahluko, and our first hidden gem is Ikiala, and the ladies behind this company will shed some light on who they are and the show that their company brings to the festival, titled Ndingubani.
My name is Naledi Hopsha, and I am co-owner of Kiala. It is a theater company, production company. And I am also the director and scriptwriter, co-scriptwriter of the play Ndingubani.
My name is Lisa Kanyabola, and I am one of the co-founders of the company called Kiala, and also one of the writers and directors of the play Ndingubani, which is airing for the first time at the National Arts Festival. Ndingubani for me is initially Indlela Ebuyela Embo. And I don't mean Embo as in our roots and traditions and culture, but we're so tied to putting definitions on words that are given to us that you lose a part of something that you want to find for yourself. So when I say Embo, I mean my personality, my thoughts, my soul, my culture, me as a person, not Embo as in kwatheke kalokhu ngantsomi back then when you were given this and that, pros and cons, and this is what is expected of you. So when I really say it's a root ebuyela Embo, it's not about my tradition. It's about the identity that I am looking for myself. So I'm going back to myself, not my roots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, the play has definitely brought us into a rabbit hole, you know, down many spirals. And as a individual in the play, I think that it's definitely caused me to think a lot about things that I used to think that built me or have shaped the person that I had, that I am right now. And, you know, it's the continuous question of Ndingubani. With every single scene, with every single segment, I've always had to question myself as a person right now, who do I think I am in this situation, and how would someone in this situation be able to relate to that or be able to find themselves in that, you know? And I think as a thespian, you know, you also try to be able to relate to your audience and draw them in and be able, maybe they could find a reflection because, you know, theatre is always seen as a mirror of reality.
Ekuzifumaneni kwethu, sifumana ne Literature Festival, which is a festival within a National Arts Festival. Ifundisa intsana, and if that doesn't layer the foundation for the upcoming generation, then I don't know what is. Storyteller Buhle Malkasi usixelela banzi ngohambo lwenkqubo yakhe.
This is a literature festival, right? So the theme for this year, which is 2025, was USAK Mqhayi. So S.E.K. Mqhayi is a writer for this story, Ityala Lamawele, and there's also Ibali Lakhele Silimela. There was a role that you either recite one of his stories or can you write something. So Mna was doing his story eti Asilimela, where he was telling about Ijeni, about Isizwe Sikaphalo, Sabakhona Njani, Amabhulu, Amajamani, all those things eyenzekayo zempi, which led to what South Africa is today. There's more. There's Nalibali, there's children's stories, there's entertainment. Meaning that now that I'm here, it's more like improv. I prepare something for a different day. But Gemna, I also do poetry. So I'm a spoken word poet. There's music, there's drums, there's beats. We organize it, meaning that we have to meet with other artists to decide what are we doing.
Kwezi collaborations, we end off with Utumam Nasibhozo on his solo comedy performance titled Emotional Blackmail.
A lot of people wonder, emotional blackmail, is it about emotionally blackmailing? No, it's not about, you know, even a blackmail being emotional, but it's about stating the obvious about being true to your own emotions as a black male. Therefore, stating the obvious of being an emotional blackmail.
Ndiyathemba ke nisakhumbula ukuba benditshilo that we are bringing all the fun stuff right to your ears, and these were the shows that may be deemed as hidden within the National Arts Festival. Ukuqola ingqokoqo ke, iChurch Square iseyindawo ephilayo, with the National Arts Festival officially underway since yesterday. Crowds have been gathering to set up, sell and celebrate. Our reporter Apiwo Kuhle Abana stopped by the Church Square yesterday to see how preparations and trading are unfolding.
Earlier on today, I was right in the heart of Church Square, where a sea of tents and vibrant energy painted the scene. People from all over the world had gathered. Some were just arriving, others were already hard at work setting up their spaces. Among them were local vendors too, like Cindy's African Traditional Restaurant, known for its hearty and delicious home-style meals. A few stalls had already opened for business, taking early orders and serving their first customers. I saw a man securing the final pole of his tent with care and focus. Right beside him, Nango Umama carefully hanging up her beautiful garments, Kubizi Bethuna. The whole square was buzzing with activity and excitement as everyone prepared to bring the 2025 National Arts Festival to life. And if what I saw today is any indication, the spirit of the festival is already alive and well.
This is Apho Kuhle Abana reporting in Q Radio.
And just like that, we've reached the end of Right on Cue's episode. I am signing off with a heart full of uqhwayito nochulumanco and a mind buzzing with inspiration. Remember kaloku kungaqhuma kubasiwe. When there's smoke, there's fire. And here at the National Arts Festival, the fire of creativity burns brighter than ever. Until next time, kebetuna, stay curious and inspired. Siyafumaneka ke on ayono.com at Right on Cue. Ungakwazi nokusa on 046-603-7170. Masidibane ngomso, same time, same place. This show was produced by Uthando Lwethu Madlope with the Right on Cue team and presented by yours truly, Uasithandile Mayongo. Ndiyabulela and goodbye for now.
Vivid, bold, and unfiltered.
National Arts Festival 2025.
Ungaphoswa ngomsitho wezobugcisa ka 2025. Masidibane emakhanda.
You are listening to Q Radio 2025.